This is Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. I am a holistic chiropractic physician here to talk to you on how to solve your health puzzle. For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com. Today, we're going to be focusing on our discussion on inflammation. Now, our body's immunological system uses inflammation as a defense mechanism to fend off various disease processes. It turns a foreign object like a splinter around so that our body can get rid of it. It does so by blocking off the area with a localized inflammatory response so you can see swelling and redness. And then it's the white blood cells that get in there and begin the process of digesting that splinter and getting rid of it. And the inflammation also fends off disease processes like bacteria, viruses, parasite infections, viral infections. Now, the inflammation kills off the invader. We're talking about the virus, the bacteria, and then the white blood cells come in and the healing occurs. Now, when the process of inflammation does not shut down, in other words, it is chronically working, that's when the body starts to turn on itself. Now, we read about this all the time. Inflammation just destabilizes cholesterol deposits in the arteries that leads to heart attacks and strokes. It's what causes the brain to be destroyed in Alzheimer's disease. It's a huge factor in the development of abnormal cells that transform into cancer. Now, there are many health conditions that have inflammation as a major component. Itis means inflammation, so arthritis, sinusitis, tendinitis, bronchitis, colitis, gastritis. All these have inflammation, and depending on what tissue is involved, that's the name of the condition. Inflammation is a major factor with asthma, skin rashes, and that's what's going on with allergies. Now, our Western lifestyle contributes to this inflammation with our diets that are high in the refined sugars, saturated fats, artificial foods like soft drinks, processed foods. We're talking about those prepackaged foods and frozen foods. And then we have little or no exercise. Now, this is the reason why medical doctors, we're talking about inflammation, they prescribe aspirin to prevent heart attacks. Now, what happens is inflammation speeds up the clotting process. So aspirin is used to thin the blood. Well, the omega-3 fish oils work just as well as the aspirin in reducing the inflammation and thinning the blood. Recently, there was a program on TV that was hosted by medical doctors, and a GI specialist was the guest. He specializes in stomach and digestive problems, and he said that those people that are using aspirin and ibuprofen on a regular basis is what keeps him in business. Pharmaceutical drugs can have their beneficial effects at the sacrifice of other systems in the body, creating other health problems. Now, the statin drugs like Lipitor, Crestor, which are used for lowering cholesterol, have the effect of reducing inflammation. They also have their side effects. I have lost count on the number of people that have come into my office with muscle pains in the shoulders because of the side effects of statin drugs. Now, researchers have changed their focus on cancer, and that is on the inflammation that's causing the cancer. So the inflammation is a big factor with cancer. Cardiologists, rheumatologists, oncologists, which are cancer doctors, allergists and neurologists are starting to talk to one another. Do you know why? Because they've finally come to realize that they're fighting the same thing, inflammation. Now let's look at heart attacks, for example. drug companies want us to think that the culprit to heart attacks is the fatty deposits built up in our arteries. Now, the LDLs, or the bad cholesterol, they make us think that that's really the cause of the problem. That provides a market for this cholesterol-lowering drugs. The problem is 50% of heart attacks occur with people having normal cholesterol levels. Researchers have also found that the most dangerous plaques were not necessarily the large buildup areas of plaque. So something else must be responsible for the bursting of the plaque. Research has found that the factor is inflammation that's causing the plaque to burst. The greater the inflammation, the greater the risk of a heart attack or the stroke. There are ways to measure that inflammation. Now, research has also found that inflammation is a major factor in people who become insulin resistant, and that's what leads to diabetes. So inflammation has a major factor in the development of diabetes. It is a chronic inflammation that plays a major role in genetic mutations that create abnormal growth that transforms into cancer cells and tumors. The same is with Alzheimer's disease. Chronic inflammation is what's destroying the brain. It's the big culprit there. The autoimmune diseases like multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, type 1 diabetes, all are affected by this inflammation. Asthma has a large inflammatory factor. People who have an acute attack of asthma, they go to the emergency room to be treated. What do they get? Prednisone to bring down that inflammation so that the person can breathe. Fibromyalgia, that's becoming more and more common today. That's where people's muscles are getting inflamed and they're in a lot of pain and causing a lot of fatigue. They often have digestive problems, becomes more and more of a problem with them, and we're seeing more and more people affected today. You know, I've got so much here to tell you today, I just don't have time to share it with you. That's what I'm going to offer you, for those that call by the end of the show, a free CD that talks about the solving the health puzzle, the 6 steps to wellness. That's a $35 value. Now, I'm also reserving this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of the show, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. We're talking about what things are causing that inflammation. That in itself is a $100 value. Now, if you're just hesitant to make an appointment quite yet, you're not quite sure if this is right for you, you know, if you want to make that appointment, I will also schedule for you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask some questions and find out the things that you need to know if this is something that may help you. Now, but you need to call us by the end of the show, so you need to call now. That number is 801-943-3355. And leave us a message with your name, your telephone number, and an email address. Speak slowly. And repeat your telephone number and your email address so that we can get it right and you can get the CD and you can schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving Your Health Puzzle. That's 801-943-3355. Now let's get back to our program. Now what's causing all this inflammation? Now a lot of people and the pharmaceutical companies like to call it genetics. Well, it's easy to blame genetics, isn't it? Well, it's an easy way to sell pharmaceutical drugs. But Bruce Lipton, he's a cellular biologist that has found that through studying his cellular functions and his research with stem cells at the University of Wisconsin Medical School and Stanford University Medical School, that through his research and looking at stem cells, that by changing the environment, our perceptions, our beliefs, we can change the way that cells react and how they act and function. Now, he would take stem cells, and he'd change the environment, and he could change the kind of tissue that they became. So he could take one stem cell and put it in one kind of culture and it became a bone. They took an exact same stem cell and put in a different culture, and it became a muscle. And then if he took another stem cell, the same kind of stem cell, the exact identical stem cell, and he put it in a different culture, and it would become a fat, or it would become a nerve. So he, if he controlled the environment, if he took music, he could change on how that cell would react and develop. So we all know how music can affect how we feel and how our body will respond. When we listen to rap music or we listen to heavy metal music, we will respond one way. More relaxing music, like with classical music, it affects us in a much more positive way. So he explains this all in his book entitled The Biology of Belief. He explains his research and all of his conclusions and how he was able to document this and find out all this information. And he explains all this in The Biology of Belief. He's a world-renowned, known in the field of cellular biology, bridging traditional medicine with energy medicine. He calls this epigenetics. It's the latest thing. So by changing our environment is the key. I do this in my office, but what we call identifying the different interferences, and there are six of them. The first of them is what we talked about last week in our program. We're talking about stress, anger, unforgiveness, fears and phobias, things that we believe that are not really true, like that we're not good enough. I talked a lot about this last week. Now, another area is toxins. We're talking about pesticides, herbicides, which are the weed killers, and foods that have toxins in them, like fish, that are eating other fish and other plants that are down the food chain, and heavy metals, air pollution, cleaning chemicals, and contaminated water. Then there's allergies. We're talking about food allergies and the environmental allergies. We're talking about the dust and the molds and the fungus and the pollens and the grass, those animals and things like that. And then the last area is what we call the autoimmune. And allergies, the immune system overreacting. And when our body's overreacting to our own self, we call that the autoimmune diseases. And those are things like the lupus and the rheumatoid arthritis and the MS and those kinds of conditions. Now, allergies and sensitivities contribute to many health problems like asthma, sinusitis, digestive problems, headaches, back pain, and many other things. And I also put the autoimmune diseases in that category because the body's reacting, the immune systems are reacting. Now, another area is the nutritional, the foods that we eat. We need to avoid the artificial foods like the processed foods and the foods like sodas and the prepackaged foods. It's also how our body's able to digest our food and our hormonal balance, infections like bacterial, viral infections, and also the foods that we eat. We're talking about the supplements that we're eating. Now, another area is structure. That's injuries that we get from like car accidents, skin injuries, bending and lifting, poor posture, and repetitive movements. The other and last area is electromagnetic interference. That is the power lines that are around our neighborhoods and the wiring in our homes and our businesses. Microwaves, computers, television, cell phones, all these things create electromagnetic interference that rouses up our energy because our body is electrical and it's just not compatible. They're too strong for our body. We'll talk about that at another time. But let's talk about the toxins. Now, our world is full of toxins. They come from many sources all around us. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency did a 300-page report that said that toxic metals are the second worst environmental health problem in the United States. Now, these toxins are used in industry, food processing, agriculture, because they use fertilizers, artificial fertilizers, and we get it in our air from the air pollution. Here in the Salt Lake Valley, in the wintertime, the inversions are huge, and we get it from the food and the water. You know, I need to come back to this because our time is running out, but, you know, there's so many things I need to talk to you that I just don't have time to tell you everything, so that's why I'm going to offer you, for those that call by the end of the show, a free CD called Solving the Health Puzzle, the 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. Now, I'm also going to reserve this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 for those who call by the end of the show, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what interferences and stresses are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to give us a call just yet, give us a call anyway, and we'll give you a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the questions that you need and find us. This is something that may help you. But you need to call us by the end of the show and leave us a message at 801-943-3355 with your name, telephone number, and an email address. Now, speak slowly and repeat your telephone number and email address so that you can get it right and you can get the CD and schedule your appointment. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. For Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving Your Health Puzzle, 801-943-3355. Now let's get back to our program. I was talking about toxins and how difficult they are on our body and how much havoc they create. I was reading a report from 2005 from the Agency for Toxic Substances and Disease Registry, and they found arsenic and lead in the soil right here in our back door of our neighborhood, and Sandy City that comes from smelters at very high unsafe levels. It's right in our back door. These things are all around us. Excessive accumulation from heavy metals like aluminum, mercury, are associated with Alzheimer's disease, senile dementia, speech disorders, mental loss. Animal studies show that injecting aluminum salts right into the brain cause the brain to degenerate just like Alzheimer's disease. Sounds familiar? Toxins cause inflammation. This is very personal to me because my mother died of Alzheimer's disease. She liked to cook with aluminum cookware. She cooked those TV dinners, or which were these aluminum pans, put them in the oven, and we ate those frequently. She loved the soft drinks in the aluminum cans and use antiperspirants, which have aluminum oxide. So she would roll it and spray it right on underneath her arms to protect her from the smells from body odor. So there are many other heavy metals that I'd like to talk to you about, but I just don't have enough time. But what happens when these heavy metals get into the body? What does it do and where does it go? Well, they go right into the fatty tissue and they create inflammation. I had a patient who was severe bursitis in his shoulder, confirmed by an MRI. He couldn't use his arm because his shoulder was in so much pain. He was an avid fisherman and could not fly fish because of his shoulder pain. He couldn't raise his arm. A couple months earlier, before coming into my office, he was at his cabin spraying herbicides for 4 hours. Now, herbicides are the weed killers. Many of you have used herbicides, I'm sure. Pesticides, use cleaning agents. These are all toxins. Well, anyway, his brother was ahead spraying, and he was in the tractor behind getting all the overspray. He did it for 4 hours, and he wasn't wearing a face mask to protect himself. Well, the toxic herbicides got into his system, and it caused the bursitis. He was in excruciating pain. We had to detoxify his body with ionic foot baths and other detoxification methods to clean up his toxins from his body. He got his shoulder back 100%. It was interesting, though. He didn't do it all at once. So he got his shoulder back, but then periodically he developed pains in other areas, like his feet, like the heel spoke kind of pain. But he no longer gets those because he finally removed all those from his body, and he's doing 1,000% better. Bursitis is associated with arthritis, tendonitis, myositis. A long enough time that inflammation in the body will cause calcium deposits in the form of calcific tendonitis or calcific bursitis, bone spurs. We're talking about the arthritis, and also things like hardening of the arteries. Okay? To stop this process is only natural to stop the source. What's that? Removing those toxins. With these conditions, persons get inflammation and stiffness, which means they get reduced range of motion with the pain. So in the early phases, if you get rid of the source early enough, the decreased range of motion isn't permanent. So when a person has reduced range of motion of their shoulders or hips, I know that toxins are involved after I give them an ionic foot bath. Their range of motion greatly improves after just one foot bath. Now, another source of inflammation is the allergies and sensitivities. I can't tell you how many times I've treated patients for the food allergies and their stomach pain went away. Now, I had a patient that came into my office. Now, he was in such severe pain that every week his mother was taking him to the emergency room because his stomach hurt so badly. And they couldn't do a whole lot. They couldn't find anything. You know, she brought him in. Turns out this was a young boy, just 14 years old. And he was having his stomach pain all the time. We're talking about a person that's top in the class, an A student. We're talking about someone that was the school class president. He played soccer. He played the guitar. He played piano. He played another musical instrument. We're talking about an overachiever here. And he was doing so many things, he was scared to death because the school year was going to start, and he had all these things on his plate. And then, you know, we're talking about still the summertime, and then he was developing all these stomach problems. He was going to hospital every week. We're talking about every weekend. And the hospital couldn't find anything going on with him. And the mother was tired of spending all that time in the hospital, all that money, and they weren't doing anything for them. So she finally brought him in. We found out it was the allergies, all the stress. We released the allergies so he no longer had them. His stomach cleared up, no more pain, and he was able to function as a normal individual again. We're talking about functioning in school, doing his sports, playing his musical instruments, and being top in his class. Each allergy takes one treatment, and after 24 hours, it's permanent. The same is true when we treat people with sinusitis and the hay fever and the environmental allergies. Each treatment only takes 24 hours, and they're done. Now, there's a drug out there for every age and every symptom. The large majority have nothing to do with curing the person, only suppressing symptoms. So what's causing all these chronic health problems? The answer is stress in the form of one of these six interferences. We're talking about physical, emotional stress, chemicals, medications, electrical pollution, eating the wrong kinds of foods, the artificial foods, the processed foods, and also the allergies. And when I went to school 30 years ago, I always thought that injuries, emotions, toxins, nutrition all played an effect on our health. I later found that the allergies and electrical pollution also affected our health in some varying degree. Now, Thomas Edison said that a doctor of the future will not give medicine, but will interest his patients in the care of the human frame and diet and in the cause and prevention of disease. Holistic healthcare looks at the whole person instead of just one area. It looks at all the factors that are affecting that individual's health. Stress comes from diet, emotional, psychological, hormonal imbalances, infections, toxins, allergies, physical, even electromagnetic pollution. All these factors influence one another. That's why I call it the health puzzle. A doctor's job is to solve the health puzzle, to assist the patients in finding what things are affecting them. Too often, doctors and individuals focus on suppressing the symptoms and totally ignoring what's the cause of the problem. Now, I like the analogy where you put your hand over a flame of fire, and as you feel the heat, you can treat the hand one of two ways. You can pour a pitcher of water over the hand to cool down the hand. Does that make sense? Absolutely not, but that's exactly what a lot of the medications are doing. Or, it makes more sense, you can take your hand off of that flame, remove it from the fire, and it will cool off real quick. That's exactly what holistic healthcare does. It removes the source of the problem. You know, I just don't have enough time to tell you everything right now. That is why I'm going to offer for you, those that call right now, we're talking about within the next 10 minutes, by the end of this show, a free CD that you can watch on your PC. It's called Solving the Health Puzzle, The 6 Steps to Wellness. That's a $35 value. Now, I'm also reserving this Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. for those who call by the end of the show. We're talking about within the next 10 minutes, a free 20-minute consultation and evaluation in my office so that you can see what things are interfering with your health, causing the pain and the inflammation in your body, and are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just yet, I will also schedule for you a free 15-minute consultation on the phone that you can ask the questions that you need and find out if this is something that would be beneficial for you. But you need to call now because the phones are going to shut off in 10 minutes. So leave us your name with your telephone number and an email address. Speak slowly, repeat your telephone number, email address, and get it right. Now, you need to call us right now. Again, that's 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. 801-943-3355. 801-943-3355.
This has been Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.